Okay, what's up everyone? I know it's been months since I've done one of these. Truthfully, I'm recording one almost like every day, maybe 3 or 4 times a week. And I'm just going back and deleting them because I don't like what I'm putting out or it's like basic. But today at the gym, I had this thought and I was thinking that the next big religious leader or like religion, let's just say religion, is going to be born out of social media. I strongly believe that there's going to be some sort of story or narrative made up about an individual who found some lost, you know, knowledge or, you know, absolute truth. And on the back of social media influencers and building a cult-like following, this individual is going to save people or, you know, empower people through social media and is going to start an organized religion based off of social media, off of Instagram, off of Twitter, off of YouTube, man. Like, I strongly believe that. Because what I'm seeing is, like, these platforms, I mean, I don't even have to say this, but I'm going to go ahead and say it anyways, like, have so much power, you know? And it's not the platforms that are the problem or the solution. They're just the enablers, man. Like, it's just crazy. And what I mean by enablers is they're just magnifying our strengths and also magnifying our weaknesses. Now, with that being said, back to the whole religious thing, I think, you know, it's become so much easier for someone who wants to start a religion or believes that they're guided by God or by whatever purpose to get their message out to people in an instant, you know, with social media, like globally, you know what I mean? And then, man. And, you know, I'm not saying that one religion is right or the other isn't, or that I don't believe in the religions that are here now. And that this next religion that's going to come out is going to be somehow what the savior. But really, if you think about it, there's people out here who really their entire lives depend on social media. There's people who are born today. Like, take this in. There's people who are born today, and the moment they're born, their picture goes up on Instagram or on Twitter. Heck, I wouldn't be surprised if there is parents out here live streaming, like, you know, the process of birth. I wouldn't be surprised. So, like, what, you know, why is it so difficult to imagine a religion being born out of social media? And imagine, like, the influencers are like the disciples. You know what I mean? Like, truthfully, if there's a religious leader out there who's looking to restart religion off of social media, all he or she needs is one cosign. Like one of these big-ass YouTubers or Instagram. I don't want to say baddies, but it would be pretty funny if you take all these, like, Instagram baddies and, like, put them into, like, a certain garb or garment and they all start, like, preaching the gospel, for lack of better words, of this person who's going to eventually take, you know, start a religion out of social media or out of the social network. I don't know, just my 2 cents. It's been a while since I've done one of these. Let me know what y'all think. As always, I keep saying this, and y'all probably like, yo, this guy does not stick to his word, but hey, I'm gonna try to do this more often. Hope y'all having a blessed Monday. And yeah, let me know what y'all think.